Okay, today we're continuing in the 11th parak of Maseches Trumos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. So we were just talking about fruit juices in the last Mishnah, and whether they have a din of a mashka or not. So we continue the discussion of fruit juices. Einos and tamarim tivash, you're not supposed to make dates into date honey, velo tapuchim yayin, and you shouldn't make apple cider, velo sidvanios chometz, shouldn't take grapes to make vinegar, shakar peyosim shanosim briyasan, you shouldn't change any other fruits from the way that they are into just juices, but truma maaser sheni, if the fruits are truma fruits or maaser sheni fruits, meaning you're supposed to consume truma and maaser sheni in their ideal form. So to squeeze them for their juices is their less than ideal form, and therefore you're not allowed to do that. The only two exceptions are olives and grapes. When it comes to olives and grapes, making oil and wine, that is the ideal form of oil and wine, and therefore you're allowed to do that. So a number of halachos where we say that oil and wine is different than other fruit juices is not only when it comes to truma, but when it comes to other areas of halacha as well. So, for example, Ein Sof Knesar Ba Mishum Arla El Al Yotzim Min Hazeis Min Anavim. A person only gets malchus if you drink arla fruit juices, if those fruit juices are olive and grape juice. But if you drink apple juice or orange juice from an arla fruit, you're not going to be chayiv malchus. Similarly, another halacha, Vein Mivin Bikurim Mashkin. You don't bring any fruit juices as Bikurim Elo Hayotzim Min Hazeisim Min Anavim, except for oil and wine. Meaning, when it comes to pomegranates, let's say, which is Bikurim Yechayev only from the Zayin Shivas Aminim Shemeshtabach Ben Eretz Yisrael. So let's say you have dates or pomegranates, or you make date juice or fig juice or pomegranate juice. So the halacha is that you don't have to bring the juices as Bikurim. You're not supposed to make it into juice. You're supposed to just bring the fruits themselves. Fruit juices only are considered a mashka as far as tuma is concerned, meaning to become tame enough to make other things tame, like a din of a mashka, only if it's olive or grape juice. Meaning this is what we had in the last Mishnah, that the Chachamim told us that there are seven liquids that are subject to tumas mashkin, and wine and olive oil are the only fruit juices on the list of the Zayin Mashkim. So even though we did have a shita in the previous Mishnah of Rabbi Eliezer, who said that no, all fruit juices have the tumas mashkin, this Mishnah is assuming, like the shita of Rabbi Yeshua that we had previously, that no, not all fruit juices have a din of tumas mashkin, only zeisim v'anavim ve'in makrivim agabem zbeach ele yotzim min zeisim v'anavim. The only juices that you're allowed to pour on the mizbeach are olive oil and wine. Fruit juices are not ingredients in any carbon that we would ever bring on the mizbeach. Wine, however, is. There's nisach yayin on the mizbeach. There's nisachim of shemen on the mizbeach. So certainly the mizbeach accepts wine and oil, but does not accept orange juice or any other fruit juices. Now, so these are all the halachos of the differences between wine and oil on the one hand, and every other type of fruit juice on the other hand. So these are five different halachos. Now Mishnah Dalet is a short Mishnah, and it just tells us uktzeteinim ugrogos v'haklisim v'charuvin shaltruma. If you have stems of figs or dried figs or another type of fig, klisim is another type of fig, or charuvin, which is carobs. You know, so you have these fruits are truma. The stems of these fruits asurim lazarim. Even a non-kohen is not allowed to eat even the stems of these fruits. Normally a stem does not have kedushas truma because the stem is not edible. The chiddush in this Mishnah is that these fruits have stems that are so soft that they are edible, and therefore the din of truma applies to the kedushas truma applies to the stems just like it applies to the ikar fruit itself. So to summarize what we learned today, in Mishnah Gimel we learned five halachic distinctions between wine and oil on the other hand, and other fruit on the one hand, and other fruit juices on the other hand. So distinction number one was whether you're allowed to whether you have, when you have fruits of trumas and maaser sheni, are you allowed to turn it into juices only by wine and oil, not by other fruits? Distinction number two was, if it's orla, do you get malchus for drinking it only by wine and oil, not by the other fruits? Distinction number three is, do you bring it in its juice form as bikurim only by wine and oil, not by other fruits? Distinction number four was, does tumas mashkin apply to it only wine and oil, not by other fruits? And distinction number five is, only wine and oil are brought on the Mizbeach, other fruits are not brought on the Mizbeach. And then Mishnah Dalet taught us that although stems in general are not subject to Kedushas Truma, if it's an edible stem, because they're so soft, and it gives us a list of those fruits that have edible stems, then the halacha is that that it does have Kedushas Truma and may not be eaten by a non-Kohen. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parakeet Aleph, Mishnah Hey.